I am on the winning side. I hope you are. I hope you're on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? Amen. That's what God, that's the call. Answer the call. That's, I love Chris, not Chris Stanzel, which I'm going to bring you some music by Chris Stanzel. I'm getting it. I ordered it and it is on the way, but you will love Brother Chris Stanzel's voice. And maybe I'll play some for you today if I get them, get it in time. If YouTube doesn't bury my stuff so far deep down that you can't even find me anymore, certainly possible. That's why we have to build up the Rumble site, right? Build it all up. Of course, I suppose right now there's not that many people listening to a whole lot of stuff because it's summertime and they're out running around. So I figure there's probably some of that going on too, right? People are busy. All that good stuff. But nevertheless, we plug away. We continue to move on. We continue to press on, press forward, keep going, right? Bringing the truth to people as they so badly need it, and have it out there for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that the truth goes out there and somebody might, some poor sinner might come along and click on something and hear it and get saved by the grace of God, and God will change their life and make them a new creature in Christ. And right, others. Hey, Pastor, have you heard of a pastor named Russell Johnson? No, I have not. I'm sorry, I have not heard of him, brother, at all. Boy, is there some weird stuff going on. We're going to talk about this. I think we will change the phrase here from artificial intelligence to Antichrist intelligence, because that's exactly what it is. It is Antichrist intelligence. Don't you think that's a better label for that? Maybe I'll have Luke, when he gets back off of vacation, we'll put a playlist together and we'll call it Antichrist intelligence, because that is what it is. That is what we're describing here. There is a spirit about. There is a spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And there is a lot of wicked stuff about. And Satan is never stopping, always has his foot on the accelerator, always pressing on with this Antichrist agenda, this new world order agenda, this one world religion. And the one world religion can be summed up as Antichrist. That's what it is. It's the beast system. You could say it, you could talk about the Jesuits, you could talk about the Masons, you could talk about the Rosicrucians, the Buddhist, the Islamists, the apostate Christians, and they are all part of one kingdom. It is the Antichrist kingdom. It is artificial Antichrist intelligence. It is Antichrist intelligence. They have a system and they all work together. I say that they all have, they all work in private compartments. They don't all like each other. They're all jockeying for position in the New World Order. They're jockeying for position and influence. Antichrist religion. Anything that is against Christ, the Christ of the Bible, is Antichrist, and let it be accursed. We have no truce with the Antichrist system. We have no truce or agreement with them. It is a spiritual war with them. We are at war with them. Christians in this world are at war. And Satan is building up. Satan is building up. His Antichrist intelligence. He's building it up. You see, the artificial intelligence is trying to mimic God's intelligence. Do you understand that? Ray Kurzweil, when he was asked, is there a God? He said, not yet. They are making a God in their own image. This is what they do. It is their golem. It is. Do you all remember that documentary years ago on transhumanism? I can't remember that group that did it, but they talked about it many years ago. I probably watched it maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And they talked about the golems, and they talked about the Kabbalah, and they talked about all of these groups. Right? They talked about them. And you have to understand, Satan does not have God's intelligence. So he has to use the full force of his satanic power. Hang on a second. Gotta get my Bible out here. Satan has to use his full force of power. I'm telling you, this war is not going to be won the way that most people are trying to fight it. And you hath he quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now, Satan's power, his intelligence, he is giving to man. Let me show you. Ready? Here it is. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. This is Antichrist intelligence. That's what it is. And I'm telling you, when these people come fully online, on board, it will end up being the mark of the beast. And it will turn them in. Remember that video game? Let me show you something. Remember this game? Here it is. Insert the coin. You ready? Oh, look. Look at that. I command you to rise from your grave and rescue my daughter. Well, that was kind of creepy. No, world was up with that. There it goes. That's it. I once met a werewolf. He told me he was a loser by day and a loser by night. Well, no, that was a loser by day and a winner by night. Yeah, that's what it was. Anyway, I met one of those one time. Anyway, so that is Altered Beast. See that? Well, and I, by the way, I wasn't planning on doing this portion, but I just, that phrase, Antichrist intelligence, I just started running with it, and I started thinking about that all the way through, right? The scriptures, a little bit just now. I mean, just from the beginning and from that, and then thinking about this altered beast, and about what I'm going to show you today in the broadcast. I'm telling you. But think about the resurrection. Rise and save my daughter. Lightning strikes. Look at what happened. Go back to that. I'm telling you, they're telling the Antichrist story, the artificial intelligence story. Isn't that weird? Okay. Look at that. I command you to rise from your grave and rescue my daughter. There he is. There's the lightning striking from heaven. What was that? That's the sentient right there. That's what gives life to the image of the beast. That's it. Do you see what they're doing? You see what they're showing you right there? They're showing you. That was Zeus, who is none other than Satan himself. Lucifer. No, Brandon, I assure you, I was not a nerd and I played that game. I was a little wicked heathen, but I wasn't a nerd. Anyway, am I making any sense to you out there in YouTuber land? Out there in Rumble land? Ready to Rumble land? Am I making any sense to you out there? Or do you think I've been smoking my socks or something and you think I'm crazy? right? Because there it is right there. They just showed you. They raised that thing from the dead. They raised that guy from the dead on there, and what'd they do? Turned him into a beast. Satan, that's the gospel of the beast. I know, I had it too. I had that game too, I believe. There you have it right there. Plain as day. That's the gospel of the beast. It's going to be done through Antichrist intelligence, though. I'm telling you, they're going to be offered intelligence. And they're going to take it. Why? Because men are proud. Men are proud. Men want the gnosis. They want the knowledge. They want to be God. They want paradise without Christ. Lost men want paradise without Christ. They all want to go to heaven. They just don't want God to be there. And I'm sorry I triggered Carl with the video game. Now he's up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, started his brain, and we're not going to be able to stop it. Somebody put the shockers on him and help Carl. He's lost it. His brain just went completely bonkers. Carl is triggered. Look out. That's not 30 extra lives, Cindy Nelson. That's 100 extra lives. If I'm not mistaken. But maybe it was 30. Although I did. And never mind. All right. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. Here we go. So this is that gospel of the beast. And they want to revive the dead. This is their goal. Oh, preacher, you're just being a silly Baptist preacher. Well, actually, no. Actually, I'm not. Here it is. Right here. An hour after Pig's death, an artificial system restored cellular life. Mm-hmm. What are these people playing with? I don't know. You know what it reminds me of when I was a lost person and I watched one of the spookiest movies I've ever seen in my entire life? Pet Sematary by Stephen King. And they buried their animals in that pet cemetery, and the animals came back with like this vicious spirit killing everybody. And then the guy's kid gets ran over by a car because he didn't teach his kid to stay out of the street and obey him. So he buries his kid in the pet cemetery, and the kid comes back and tries to kill him. Now look what they're doing. Call it cellular life support for dead pigs. A complex web of pumps, sensors, and artificial fluid can move oxygen, nutrients, and drugs into pigs' bodies, preserving cells and organs that would otherwise deteriorate after the heart stops pumping. The finding, described in August 3rd in Nature, is preliminary, but it hints at a new ways to keep organs in a body healthy until they can be used for transplantation. In earlier work, scientists built a machine they named BrainX, which kept aspects of cellular life chugging along in decapitated, oxygen-deprived pig brains. You thought your day job was fun. The new system called Organ X pushes the approach to organs beyond the brain. We wanted to see if we could replicate our findings in other damaged organs across the body and potentially open the door for future transplantation studies, says Nyenyed Sistin, a neuroscientist at Yale University. Of course. Organ X aims to do the job of hearts and lungs by pumping an artificial fluid throughout pigs' bodies. Mixed in a 1-by-1 ratio with the animal's own blood, the lab-made fluid has ingredients that provide fresh oxygen and nutrients, prevent clots, and protect against inflammation and cell death. Anesthetized pigs were put into cardiac arrest and then left alone for an hour. Then some pigs were placed on an existing medical system called an extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, or ECMO. This adds oxygen to the pig's own blood and pumps it into their body. Other pigs received the Organ X treatment. Compared with ECMO, Organ X provided more fluid to tissues and organs, the researchers found. Fewer cells died, and some tissues, including kidneys, even showed cellular signs of repairing themselves from the damage done after the heart stopped. A similar system might one day be useful for protecting human organs destined to be donated, but for now, there's still a lot of work to be done in our animal model. Hi, people. What did I show up to? Stuff coming back from the dead? Yes, Danielle. You are just in time, Danielle. You are just in time for the broadcast on Antichrist intelligence, digital regeneration, synthetic embryos, and a host of other creepy Antichrist technology that is being pumped out through all the world to make a bunch of brainless zombies even more filled with devils than they already are right now. And to assimilate them to the beast system, alter their DNA, alter their minds completely, and turn them into Antichrist one-worlders. Reprobates that'll never be saved, that take the mark of the beast. Right? Does that sum it up? I think it does. Don't you? Crazy stuff is afoot, for sure. But that's what's going on in our world today. Why are these people doing it? I will tell you why. Digital immortality. Digital regeneration. They are going to play with devils. They are getting artificial intelligence, Antichrist intelligence. That's what they're getting. Friend, that's what they're getting. Antichrist intelligence. Satan promised it. And he's going to fulfill partial aspects of that promise. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening right now. They're trying to defy death because they are in rebellion to God. They hate God because Satan wants to be... Well, let me show you. I know you know these verses, some of you, but I will show you anyway. Here we go. Let's look at these again. Isaiah chapter 14, verse number 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. So, Satan wants to mimic every attribute of God. Immortality is one of those. Omniscience is one of those. But Satan cannot be omniscient because he is a created being. But he is a created being, but he is also full of wisdom. Here it is. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse number 12, a prophecy about Satan. Okay? Here we have it. Are you ready? I bet you didn't think you'd get so much Bible today, did you? Over Antichrist intelligence. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Satan in charge of, he was the instrument of music in heaven. He also was one of the, was the most beautiful created being. The most beautiful created being. So he's the musical instrument and the most beautiful created being. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. How many of you listen to my entire Satan, Your Enemy series? Man, let's go into the Wayback Machine. We'll pause it right there. Man, look at all that. Man, I talked a lot about that old wicked serpent. Right? That old wicked devil. Here it is, Satan, your enemy. Here we go. This is from 2013. Satan, your enemy. Satan, your adversary. I think that's the first one. This is the second one. That's the third one. You know, I should do these again someday. It's been almost 10 years. Getting old. Anyway, but check these out. Resist the devil, roaring lion, be sober. Satan, the anointed cherub with power and authority, and his fall. Satan, the anointed cherub, his judgment and end, the God of this world. Satan, the prince of the power of the air. Satan, the transformed angel of light, his religious side. Satan, the prince of the power of the air, too. Lucifer, the light of the mystery religions. Oh, Teresa, these are the secret files from way back. These are the files from way back. Five ways Satan uses the saints to hurt the work of the Lord. Anyway. Those I explain a lot. I think I'll do those again sometime. Won't that be fun? Okay. Where was I before I so rudely interrupted myself? Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub. From the midst of the stones of fire, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Look, he is full of wisdom. Satan is full of wisdom. And because he is full of wisdom and knowledge, he wants to give it to others. And he has to in order to run a beast system. He has to. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. His beauty corrupted his wisdom. Hey, look, a pervert came on here. Isn't that something? I start talking about beauty and wisdom of the Lord, or the beauty and wisdom that God gave Satan. And then what happened? And that Satan fell. And look what happened. Some pervert comes on and tries to spam my account. Ah, they do show the spirit thereof, don't they? Well, my friend, let me tell you something. God's people, God's preachers, the generals in the war, always under attack, inside and out. You'd be shocked if you knew all the attacks that come. But we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move. Grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Thou hast defiled the sanctuaries. It says, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings. So he wants to give that wisdom. On another note, breaking news, the federal government is recommending that sodomites stop fornicating with multiple partners like a bunch of deranged monkeys. Because they might get a pox from it. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? That was... Uh-oh. Anyway, back to what we were talking about here. Ready for some more weird stuff? Let's do it. More weird stuff. Or should we call it weird science? I suppose we could call it weird science, couldn't we? What's the matter with these people anyway? Scientists turned dead spiders into robots. Look, I was just trying to do my part, Betty. Betty said, I hope I didn't get you in trouble in YouTube jail. Well, I was just trying to do my civic duty and my humanitarian aid to warn people that if you rape one another in a vile manner against natural affection and order, that bad things happen to you. Now, of course, the CDC would put it in a much better light than that. But I can only do it in my fundamental Baptist way and just say, stop acting like a bunch of deranged monkeys. And you won't get a pox. Right? Okay. Hopefully, I mean, I hope we don't all end up with it. I don't really know how it works. I tried to look into it, and I really didn't get into anything too much with it. 9 people watching on Rumble. 9 people over there are ready to rumble. Eight people ready to go on Sermon Audio. That is 17 there. And how many did I lose on YouTube from telling the truth to people? Let's see. Oh, 51. Hey, nobody. All right. 70 people around the board. Let's learn about this now, shall we? Necrobotics. Have you ever heard of the term necrobotics? No. Well, now you have. In the world of freaky things and a bunch of Antichrist intelligence and very wicked people, they decided to take a syringe, stick it into a dead wolf spider, turn it into a necrobot gripper strong enough to pick up another spider corpse. Scientists have literally reanimated dead spiders to do their bidding. In a new field dubbed necrobotics, yeah, that's what they said, researchers converted the corpses of wolf spiders into grippers that can manipulate objects. All the team had to do was stab a syringe into the spider's back, super glue it into place. Pushing fluid in and out of the cadaver made its legs clench open and shut. The idea was born from a simple question, explains Faye Yap, a mechanical engineer at Rice University in Houston. Why do spiders curl up when they die? The answer is spiders are hydraulic machines. They control how much their legs extend by forcing blood into them. A dead spider no longer has that blood pressure, so its legs curl up. We were just thinking, that was so cool, Yap says. We wanted to leverage it. Oh. So her team first tried putting dead wolf spiders in a double boiler, hoping that the wet heat would make the spiders expand and push their legs outward. That didn't work. But when the researchers injected fluid straight into the spider's corpse, They found that they could control its grip well enough to pull wires from a circuit board to pick up other dead spiders. Only after hundreds of uses did the Necrobot start to become dehydrated and show signs of wear. Now I have a question for you. What are they going to do with human bodies if they're doing this now with spiders? What do you think they're going to do with human bodies? Or should I say, what are they doing with human bodies right now? In the future, the researchers will coat spiders with a sealant, of course, to hold off that decline. But the next big step is to control the spider's legs individually. Yap says, and in the process, figure out more about how spiders work. Then her team could transplant their understanding into better designs for other robots. Are you catching me? They're going to make some really weird, creepy transformer spiders. Oh, yeah. See, this is all about killing people. You think, oh, no, this is all about doing good stuff for people. We're going to take dead spiders and make good things out of them. No, this is about killing people. They're going to use these things to kill people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe that, don't you? They are going to use them to kill people. I believe that. It is what's coming, friend. That would be very interesting, says Rashad Bashir, a bioengineer at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, who wasn't involved in the new study. A spider corpse itself would probably have problems as a robot, he says, because it won't perform consistently like hard robots, and its body will break down over time. But spiders can definitely offer lessons to engineers. There is a lot to be learned from biology and nature, Bashir says. Despite the whole reanimating dead spiders thing, Yap is no mad scientist. She wonders whether it's okay to play Frankenstein even with spiders. No one really talks about the ethics when it comes to this sort of research, she says. Scientists need to figure out the morality of this sort of bioengineering before they get too good at it, Bashir agrees. The question is, he says, how far do you go? Now, do you understand what they're doing? This is Satan's plan. This is how Satan mimics the resurrection, I believe, or raising one from the dead. Is it how? Let me show you something. Is it how this is going to work? And he doeth great wonders. Oh, wait. Let me back up. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had a wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Huh. Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? How far do we go? Well, oh, you're going to go real far. They're going to go real far with what they're doing. Because they literally hate God that much. So they are going to go very far because of their hate for God. Okay? Very far. Hang on 1 second. There we go. Because that's what they do. That's the spirit that is in them. They want humans. They want to do that with humans. That is their goal. Hang on a second. I just accidentally exited out of something that I needed. Let's see, was it that one? Ah. Not that one. Okay, not that one. Okay, I'm missing one. Hang on a second. I got to figure out which one I'm missing here. I want to get you that all the articles. Did that one. Did that one. That one. That's the two on the... Oh. That. Okay. Are you ready? Because there's more. Wait, there's more! We talked about this one and this one. Now, this one. Here we go. The world's first ever synthetic embryo is already causing controversy. And it's absolutely not necessary. Scientists have created the world's first lab-grown synthetic embryo. A groundbreaking moment in science that has reignited a fierce ethical debate. Led by molecular geneticist Joseph Hanna, a team of researchers at Israel's Weizmann Institute. Of course, it's got to be Israel. Got to be that Antichrist intelligence. Scientists, led by molecular geneticist Joseph Hanna, a team of researchers at Israel's Weizmann Institute of Science, managed to create a synthetic mouse embryo in a lab without fertilized eggs or a uterus, potentially allowing us to get a glimpse of what happens in the early stages of human pregnancy as well. Now, let me go on record to say that's stupid. And the reason that's stupid is because the embryos in mice are nothing like the embryos. And they know that. Go back to Haeckel's false and fake embryos. Right? This new embryo model, as detailed in the team's paper published this week in Journal Cell, was able to mimic all the makings of an early body, including precursors of heart, blood, brain, and other organs, as well as the support cells like those found in the placenta and other tissues required to establish and maintain a pregnancy. As University of Melbourne stem cell research Megan Munsey was not involved in the research, wrote in a piece for The Conversation. The research could have major implications. Here we go. Here they show the synthetic mouse embryo model, right? I'm guessing this is time-lapsed probably. But here's what they're showing. Here's what they're showing. What are they trying to defy? Well, this is going to go along. What this is going to go along with is the gender. This is going to go along with the gender. See how they don't let you do this because they want you to be defiled by all kinds of just absolutely nasty stuff. Critics who spoke at MIT Technology Review said that it wasn't time to talk about the creation of synthetic human embryos, especially given the greater political context and controversy surrounding the research. It's absolutely not necessary, Nicholas Riverin, a stem cell scientist at Vienna Institute of Molecular Biotechnology, told the magazine. So why would you do it? He's not alone in his criticism either. Synthetic human embryos are not an immediate prospect, James Briscoe of the Francis Crick Institute in London told the Guardian in response to the new research. We know less about human embryos than mouse embryos, and the inefficiency of the mouse synthetic embryos suggests that translating the findings to human requires further development. It seems that regardless of where researchers fall on the topic, most agree that it is way too early to start seriously talking about the ethics of synthetic human embryos. But it's a breakthrough nonetheless. What are they saying? That's a signal to you. We're prepping you. This is going to give in to the gender nonsense. That's what it's for. They want to get rid of the foundation of male and female. They want to say that male and female is no longer relevant, that you can have a baby and be anything that you want to be. That's what they want to do. That's exactly what they want to do. And they're talking about the reason they're bringing up, it's unnecessary to talk about this. No, you're already talking about it, and you're probably already doing it. You're probably already trying because of Antichrist intelligence. They're already trying. If they're not already doing it. They're making an image to the beast. Yeah. They want to give life to the image of the beast. What they're doing. That's their goal. Because, man, I'm telling you, people are going to be tricked into taking the mark and they're going to be forced to. They're going to want to. Lost people are going to want to take the mark. They're going to want to. They are going to be offered life. They're going to be offered life. They're going to be offered power and knowledge. Do you understand that there are things that God never wanted us to know in this flesh? He never wanted us to know those things. But man, I'll show you. Here it is. Here it is, friend. Ecclesiastes 7:29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. God made man upright, but man is seeking out many evil inventions. He's seeking them out, and Satan is going to give him that knowledge. It's the goal, friend. That's the goal. That's what the serpent, that's the gospel of the beast. It's the synthetic embryos. It's all being done by the power of Satan. It's all being done for a reason. It's all planned. It's all planned. All planned. This is the goal of artificial intelligence. Now, we're going to take a little break for a few minutes, and then we're going to play a song here. Hang on a second. And then we're going to get to the next half of our, we're going to talk about some other things, some other AI things that are going on that are very important because they affect our everyday lives. They affect everything that you and I do. And it's scary. Very scary. It's very scary what's coming. We haven't played some Darcel McCoy for a while. So we are going to do just that. Let's see. Which one? How about...
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Me, rest. to fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Amen. I love that man's voice. He is in heaven now and rejoicing in the Lord and singing praises to God in heaven. What a blessing that is. That is Darcel McCoy, and senior, that is. And my wife heard him sing when she was a little girl. And so that's how I found out about him. And what a blessing that man is, and that what is to everybody still, even while he's in heaven. Amen. He's still blessing people. So praise the Lord for that. Amen. All right. Anyway, let's get moving along here. I've got more for you. And this is like, you know, we will, periodically I bring you more of these Antichrist intelligence, artificial intelligence things. I want to show you something. Man, this one really creeps you out. I mean, it's, I don't know, these, remember the one I did on the little Chinese girl and how creepy that was? Man, that's some weird stuff. All right? So here's deep fakes using AI, which, by the way, I believe they're going to set us all up. They're going to make us look like a bunch of crazy perverts and everything. I think they're going to just set us all up, man. God's going to have to, by his grace, he's going to help us, because they're going to get so good with these videos, they're going to make us all look like we're just a bunch of perverts or devils or something. Or we're terrorists or whatever. I'm telling you. They are. But that's okay. God knows. God's able to foil the plans of the devil. I'm telling you. It's coming. Deep fakes are now being used to help solve crimes, they say. Now, when you read this, when most people read this, they see solve crimes. When I read this, I see make crimes, make people criminals, make America criminals again. That's what I see. I don't trust these people. These people are God haters. Right? They're going to make America criminals again. So they're going to make Christians criminals. That's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. A deepfake video created by Dutch police could help to change the often negative perception of the technology. Deepfakes use generative neural network architectures such as autoencoders or generative adversarial networks to manipulate or generate visual and audio content. The technology is already being used for malicious purposes, including generating sexual content of individuals. without their consent. Fraud and the creation of deceptive content aimed at changing views and influencing democratic processes. However, let me just give you the absolute virtues of it now. Right. Authorities in Rotterdam have proven the technology can be put to use for good. Do you see what I mean? Now, are you paying attention to how artificial Antichrist intelligence works? Do you understand how Antichrist intelligence works? It's for your good. All of it's for your good. None of it's bad. It's all for your good. We want all the good for you. We want gumdrops and cupcakes for you. We want everything to be good for you. We're doing this for your good. It's for the good of the collective. It's for your good. Yeah, right. It's for your Antichrist intelligence agenda. It's the same thing as the Patriot Act. It's witchcraft. Right? It's witchcraft. They tell you, oh, we're doing this for your own good so this doesn't happen. Wait a minute. You mean you're frisking and strip searching little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls at the airport when no blonde-haired, little blue-eyed girls blew anything up? Well, that's kind of weird. Right? What's the purpose of that? Oh, it's the Patriot Act. It's a patriotic thing to let the government stick their hands down your pants. Remember that? Yeah. See how they do that? Or just like this new bill that was passed by the Democrats, right? It's called I'm not kidding you. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act. And they raise taxes and it's going to increase inflation. But what do they call it? Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, so that makes it right. People are just like brain dead. They just walk around like a bunch of dumb zombies. Because it's the absolute opposite. Just like the hell Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. When families went from spending like $400 a month on their health care to $2,000 a month on their health care. But we called it the Affordable Care Act. Yeah. Yeah, we know. We know you did. It was great. So we'll show you this Antichrist intelligence. Because remember, everything fake or counterfeit, the power of deception is the spirit of Antichrist. That's what it is. Remember, the Antichrist end times, they are marked with deception. Remember that. The Bible warns us of that. It says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now let will be let. He who now letteth will let till he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, sign, and signs and lying wonders. And with what? All deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Every time I talk about the Antichrist, this pervert comes on and spams. What's the deal with that? And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them what? Strong delusion, deception, misleading of the mind. That they should believe a lie. That's what it's about. That's why it's Antichrist intelligence. It's what it is, friend. It's what it is. Now, let's look at it. This boy's been dead since 2003. He was shot dead in 2003 while throwing snowballs with his friends in the car park at Rotterdam Metro Station. In an appeal for information to finally solve his murder, the video depicts Soares picking up a football in front of the camera and walking through a guard of honor on the field that compromises his relatives, friends, and former teachers. Somebody must know who murdered my darling brother. That's why he has been brought back to life for this film, says a voice in the video, before Soares drops his ball. Do you know more? Then speak, his relatives and friends say, before his image disappears from the field. This kid's been dead since 2003.
Dit is mijn broertje, Sede Soares. Altijd bezig met de bal.
Hey.
Elk weekend gevolgd door de scouts. Zijn droom? Profvoetballer worden. Die droom is weg, want Sedder leeft niet meer. Hij was 13 jaar toen hij werd doodgeschoten terwijl hij met zijn vriendjes aan het spelen was. Op het parkeerdek van metrostation Slingen in Rotterdam. Zomaar. Nu 19 jaar later denken we nog steeds elke dag aan Sedder. Onze familie, zijn vriendjes, de leraren van school, zijn vroegere klasgenoten. En natuurlijk zijn teamgenoten van Transvaalia, met wie hij zo graag voetbalde. Na zoveel jaren hebben wij allemaal nog steeds zoveel vragen, maar geen antwoorden. Iemand moet toch weten wie mijn lieve broertje heeft vermoord. Daarom is hij speciaal voor deze film tot leven gebracht. We krijgen Sedder er niet meer mee terug, maar hopelijk zorgt het wel voor antwoorden. Spreek, ik smeek het je, wij smeken het je. Geef onze familie en vrienden de antwoorden waar we zo naar verlangen. Weet jij meer? Spreek dan nu. De bal ligt nu bij jou.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know if that does it to you, but that straight up gave me the willies, man. That straight up freaked me out. It made my stomach... It made my stomach feel, it made me feel weird. That is just like creepy. I don't know what, man, that is weird. It is stinking weird. When they're like patting him on the back. And she's saying that he's raised from the, that he's brought back to life. I'm telling you, man, it's weird. It's devilish. There's something about it that just hits the creep meter on so many levels. Am I wrong? Does it not absolutely creep you out? Because it does me. It'll give you the willies, man. That is some weird stuff right there. That is some absolutely weird, satanic, artificial, antichrist intelligence, big time. Ugh. What else is going on? I will show you something that I think is very strange. A chess robot, an AI robot, right? So a robot that is controlled by AI broke a kid's finger when it took a turn out of order in the chess game. It reached up and broke the kid's finger. Watch. They are trying to get the finger. They are trying to get his finger out of there. The AI robot will not let it go. It's like the AI robot punished him. Attacked the boy because he took a turn that wasn't his. Yeah. So think about that for a second. Here it is. Here's a robot that's very powerful. This kid takes a turn out of the way. Robot grabs his finger and breaks it. Some weird stuff, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Little bit crazy, isn't it? Little bit crazy. These are the times that we're living in. They're messing with stuff that's going to be bad. The potential for these things is very frightening. Yeah. Also, the 13 in the title, that boy, too. Right? Deep fakes, right? As we talked about, this thing of deep fakes is not going away, friend. They are going to use it to set people up. They are. You know, back to this boy here in this situation here. This kid's been dead for 20 years. So what'd they do? Brought him back to solve his crime. All these people. That these are all people that knew him, that are standing around him as he's walking through. It's weird, friend. It's weird. And it's not going away. Right? It's not going away. It's something that we have to be ready for. Zoom is in trouble with some people. Zoom receives backlash for emotion detecting AI. Now, okay, so let's do a backdrop here. Before we read this article, let's think about this. All the churches were pushed to online software during COVID-19. COVID-19 was used, right? COVID-19 was used to push people to digital services. And while they forced everyone to digital services, just like how I'm broadcasting right now, they were meanwhile developing software to track emotions, right? to track emotions, to test them. What are they doing? Reading our minds. Now, they're reading it, though, from outward, not inward. So in other words, they study the emotions from outside because devils can't read your mind. They don't have the power. They're not God. But devils can, the prince of the power of the air and the familiars, right? Those familiar spirits the Bible talks about, they walk around. The devil and his minions walk around seeking whom they may devour. So the devils study, and they're familiars. They're familiar with you. These spirits in that spirit world, they are familiar with your antics and what you do. They're familiar with the way you deal with things. They're familiar with your with everything. So now, the Antichrist intelligence is studying the emotions into a computer program to study your emotions, to read your mind, to predict your behavior. If I put this in front, they'll do this. If I put this, they'll do this. If I tempt them with this, they'll react this way. All the programming with, if you start talking about, man, I'd like to have me a big old fat taco pizza. Well, then all of a sudden, all the advertisements on your Google stuff is taco pizzas. Where to buy taco pizzas? Where in the world that come from? Came from them tracking you. But now Zoom has caused a stir following reports that it's developing an AI system for detecting emotions. The system, first reported by Protocol, claims to scan users' faces and their speech to determine their emotions. Zoom detailed the system more in a blog post last month. The company said Zoom IQ will be particularly useful for helping salespeople improve their pitches based on the emotions of call recipients. Naturally, the system is seen as rather dystopian and has received its fair share of criticism. On Wednesday, over 25 rights groups sent a joint letter to Zoom CEO Eric Yuan. The letter urges Zoom to cease research on emotion-based AI. The letter's signatories include the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, Muslim Justice League, the Justice League, well, that's weird, and Access Now. One of the key concerns is that emotion detecting AI could be used for things like hiring or financial decisions, such as whether to grant loans. That has the possibility to increase existing inequalities. Results are not intended to be used for employment decisions or other comparable decisions. All recommended ranges for metrics are based on publicly available research, Zoom exclaimed. Zoom IQ tracks metrics includes talk-listen ratio, talking speed, filler words, longest spiel, patience, engaging questions, next steps setup, sentiment engagement analysis. Reading your mind by your reactions. Which is the same thing that the devil does. Only the devil's going to give Antichrist intelligence for human beings to be able to do it through computer systems, through Antichrist intelligence. Satan already does this very thing. He already studies man. Look what the Bible says right here. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's watching you. Let's see. Believe it's in, let's see. Hang on 1 second. Here it is, 2 Kings chapter 6. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. So, God opened the eyes through used Elijah's prayer, opened the eyes of his servant to see the good angels and chariots that he was surrounded with, the chariots of fire and the horses that surrounded them in the good ones. But there's also bad ones. Six. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards. Right? A familiar. All my familiars watch for my halting. A demon or an evil spirit, says Webster's 1828, supposed to attend a call, but in general we say a familiar spirit. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after. So there's familiar spirits, right? A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit that is a wizard shall surely be put to death, was the Old Testament law for them. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits. Then said Saul unto the servant, Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. These familiar spirits watch. How did this familiar spirit mimic Samuel? Because that wasn't Samuel. Samuel was not raised from paradise by a familiar spirit. God was no longer speaking to Saul through prophets, through prophecy, through his word, through anything. God was done with Saul. So he sure wasn't going to use a spirit to do it. How did this familiar know everything about Saul and Samuel? It watched. It watched the actions. It watched the actions of Samuel and Saul, followed them around, watched them, put things in, temptations in, watched how Saul responded to things, knew that Saul wanted a devil to bring up a spirit or bring up Samuel. Every time I talk about the devil or the Antichrist, look, here it is. Every time the pervert comes back. The familiar spirit saw. Knew Saul's intentions. Saul wanted to hear from Samuel. The familiar spirit knew that because it watched Saul. Right? The familiar spirit watched Samuel, mimicked his actions, mimicked his voice. The familiar spirit mimicked and did everything that Saul would want to do. God gives people what they want. He turned Saul over to a reprobate mind. And Saul actually believed in the deep fake, the original deep fake. This is the original deep fake. Do you get it? Do you see that I can find deep fakes in my Bible? This is a deep fake. Because that's what Saul wanted. So he got deep faked. That's what he got. He got deep faked. Because why? He received not the love of the truth that he might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. These are the deep fakes. This is the deep familiar spirits are just showing humans how to develop programs to do this. Yep. To deceive. So then you have deep fakes. You have artificial, you have Antichrist intelligence. All seen in the Bible that this can happen. That they can mimic. Well, how do I know what's real and what's not? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me show you. It's right here. This is how I know. The Word of the Living God, the King James Bible, is how I know truth from error. This is how I know. I don't go off my feelings. I don't go off my little feel goods. I don't go off my thoughts. I don't go off. I go off the Word of God. Then I won't be deceived when I believe God's Word. I don't trust my feelings, my desires, I trust the Lord. I trust God's word. Because what did God tell me? Thou shalt not console the familiar spirit. So God told me. So how do I know Saul's situation wasn't real and that it was a deep fake? Well, I know it because God's word says it. It's consistent with everything God said. Right? That these familiars watched everything. They were familiar with your situation. So then that bears repeating. Let's go back to some other things that we've seen, right? What's some other things that we've seen like that? We've seen some really goofy people that have said, so like, Jesus came to me and I was like sitting there and I had a dream and oh my goodness, I had a dream and Jesus came to me and said, the guy down the street is going to give you Cheetos. And when he does, that's of me. So then you're saved. So then, guy with Cheetos is put in their way. Because that's what they want. And, like, I was called to, like, preach. And I was called to, like, do all these things. And, no, really, I was. And I had dreams and stuff. And that's why. And in my dream, somebody's going to come and give me the spirit of prophecy, and I would have it then, and yeah. And the number 394 was in my dream, and then I looked over there, and 394 was there, and I knew that that was my calling. And I was like doing the Daniel diet and stuff. Oh, okay. Well, how'd that all work out? Well, I'll tell you how that all worked out. The familiars watched him and gave him exactly what they wanted. My eternal life isn't based on my feelings. As a child of God, by the grace of Almighty God, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, my salvation isn't up for whatever goofball thing is going on, or some sign and wonders in my spaghetti, or that my meatball looks like Elijah. My salvation comes from Jesus Christ. Salvation is of the Lord. It's the Bible. So when I know I look at the word of God and I see the promises of God in the scriptures and I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says I'm saved. I'm not looking around for signs and wonders to be deceived by. I believe what God says about eternal life. And the evidences of that eternal life are in the scriptures. And that's where I take all my truth from. Not my feelings, not my anxiety, not my depression, not my doubts, not my fears, not anything else. I cling to Jesus and Jesus alone and to his word, which is able to establish you and to keep you from falling. It isn't all this other nonsense that people are trying to get people to trust and believe in, and your feelings and your doubts and your fears and your lack of assurances. I'm not some spooky charismatic that follows my emotions. I believe God no matter if I feel like hell every day. I still believe God. Like Paul said, I believe God. Look what he says here. Let me remind you of that. In Acts 27:25, Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Amen. Some of you need to stamp that verse on your stinking eyeballs, right on your forehead, and leave it there. Like God had to do for me. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Right here. Where was it told you? Right here. Right there. I believe God. I'll tell you one thing. There's been times in my life there I've had to stink and scream that out. I've had to just yell that out. I believe God. I don't care about anything else. I believe God. And friend, there's going to be times in your life where you're going to have to do that. That you are literally just going to have to say, you know what? I got every doubt and fear. I got every anxiety going on. I got circumstances around me. I can't see how this is all going to work out. But be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. I'll tell you what, you better be careful, friend, about following all these signs and wonders. And I'm talking to born-again believers here. I'm talking to Christians here. I'm talking to Christians who will start believing their feelings, their emotions, what they're going through, their trials, and they'll start gravitating towards those things to try to give them assurance. That isn't where assurance comes from. Assurance comes from the Holy Ghost. Strength comes from God's word, from believing God. It doesn't come from our feelings. It comes from believing God, trusting in the Almighty One, believing in His Word, believing in what He said, believing in His promises. Amen, man. That's some good preaching right there, if I do say so myself. And I'm not being proud because it's Bible. It is God's Word. I didn't write it, so I can't take credit for it. It's the Word of the living God. I'm going to tell you what, this world is absolutely full of deep fakes. You want to know how I know this? I've had them in my ministry. And let me tell you what I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about weak brethren or sisters that struggle with assurance for their salvation, that have doubts and fears and they struggle. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about straight up people that I've had in my ministry, in this church, that were able by the power of Satan to be a deep fake. Oh, yeah. And how'd they do it? They looked perfect. How'd they do it? I'll show you how they did it. Here it is right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 14. And no marvel. Oh, let me back up. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of unrighteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I've seen it, friend. I've been around it. I've watched it. I've lived through it. And God delivered me from them. So I know what I'm talking about. And yeah, they were a little antichrist intelligence. And by the way, you know what they did? They would gather information about people. They would have files on people. Mm-hmm. And they would gather information about people. And they would study them. That same man told me, I watched you for a year. or so before I even contacted you. I don't mean watched as in watched, like my sermons. Uh-uh. Watched as in studied me. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I know some of you are going to be sitting at home right now as you listen to you thinking, man, preacher, you're nuts. You're making stuff up. You're doing this. Friend, if I wrote a book about it, you wouldn't believe it. But it just so happens that I have multiple numbers of witnesses that saw the exact same thing. But you wouldn't believe it if I told you. But these are still Bible times. And let me tell you, the same things still happen. Because I lived it and I know it. I watched it. I didn't understand it when it was all happening. But God knew. It was training. It was training. None of it was by accident. It was all training for the future. And out of it all, the Lord delivered me. Out of it all, praise his holy name. Out of it all, he delivered me. You know, sometimes the best you can do instead of revenge or vengeance, all the time, the best you can do is give it over to God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Because sometimes the best vengeance is for you to do nothing at all but be faithful to God. And you just keep going. And it'll drive your enemies bonkers. Drive them bonkers. And Satan's minions bonkers because they can't stop God's work. I've seen it though, friend. I've seen it. It's nothing. It's the same. It's the same modus operandi. It's the same thing. That's how those deep fakes work. They're transformed. They have power. They do this. And here's what's happening. Here's what's happening now. Now they're developing AI programs to do the exact same thing that the devil's always been doing. That the familiars have always been doing. All they are is familiar. In fact, they call some of those programs when they're dealing with all daemons and different things, different parts of it. It's the Antichrist intelligence. That's what it is. And you saw from the scriptures that those deep fakes are in the Bible. That's what they do. That's what familiars do. And it's done by the power of Satan. Well, God bless you all. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to give you an opportunity to say hi. And anything else you want to say? All right. Man, here's a song. I should play this one for you. Let's see if this works.
I see when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see, and the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us home. If it wasn't for that old my ship would be no more, and I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him, for Jesus is a lighthouse, and Christ. Lives around us. They say tear that old lighthouse down. You see the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. So what's the use of it standing around? But then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw. Of sin has shone a light around me, all that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, where would this ship be? If it wasn't for that old
Amen. I love that song. Man, that is a blessing. Let's see. I'll have to figure out how to download those later, but that is a blessing. I love Brother Chris Stanzel's songs. I had tapes of his a long time ago, and I just contacted him and found his music again. So what a blessing that is. All right. Well, now, pray for us. We got a busy week coming up here. I think we're going preaching at the Irish Festival on Saturday. And I don't know how many men are going to be there, so I got to find out. But we're going to hand out St. Patrick's Day tracts, and you pray for us about that, that the Lord would continue to bless that work that we do. Pray for Danielle as well. She's got a cold and her family hasn't been feeling well. So pray for them, please. So pray for our ministry. Again, pray for all the work that the Lord has us doing. Amen. That God would continue to bless our work. By the way, thank you so much for those that have sent gifts and support in for our ministry and for the work. Praise the Lord for that. I am very touched by that, that when you send emails and telling us about how the ministry has blessed you, and also that you pray for us, and that you, and also your giving that you give to us and to the Lord, you know, for the work of the ministry. If you want to give to our ministry, you can. You can give to through PayPal at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. All right, this is our sermon audio page, and if you click on PayPal, it'll take you right there, and you'll be able to do whatever it is that the Lord leads you to do there. Also, if you want to mail us something, you can mail us a check at the bottom of the screen is where you would mail that. That's the meeting house there. You can do that as well if you'd like. Also, if there's people that have done coin, cryptocurrency, Coinbase stuff, Apple Pay, all kinds of Cash App, all kinds of different things. So Venmo, all kinds of different things that I can't even hardly pronounce. But anyway, God bless you all for doing that. I appreciate that. We are getting the floor in, by the way. somebody had donated the money. One of the members of Old Paths Baptist Church felt led of the Lord to pay for the flooring here. So the flooring is getting finished. We are going to be putting down the flooring here. That will help me as far as standing because of my back and different things like that. It's really helpful to do that. So I praise the Lord for that, that's provided for. That was $1,000. So praise the Lord that God laid it on somebody's heart to take care of that. And I'm very grateful for that, by the way. And that God always answers those prayers and, you know, everything else like that. Thank God for that. I've got a bunch of books on the shelves. I've actually been working on that. I've gotten a bunch on, and I'm taking some. I might take some off. I don't know yet. But we got a lot of work to do, Jacob. We certainly do. So we'll be at it here in the weeks to come. Lots of things to do, and all that. We've got preaching and all kinds of different things as we preach the gospel and pray for Brother Andrew and his family on vacation. They got to meet Daryl and Teresa, which was an absolute blessing to their hearts. And all of them had such a wonderful time together. And it makes me want to go see Daryl and Teresa with my family. And maybe I will. I don't know. I'd like to. If the Lord, allowed that to happen. All right. So, but anyway, so we'll see what the Lord does with that. Amen. But God bless you all. We will be back, Lord willing, on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time. You can catch us on Rumble. Subscribe to us, by the way, on Rumble, please. There's Rumble. All right, subscribe to us on Rumble. We have 108 subscribers there. We could definitely use a lot more, so do that if you would, please. Subscribe to us there. That would be a blessing for sure. But anyway, so God bless you all. We will see you on Wednesday. Take care of yourselves. And follow the Lord, be obedient to him, and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Have a good night, everyone.